Page. I'm back with my coffee, so I'm doing good now. I am so glad that all I got to do is walk through the house here to get my coffee and get into my shack. I'm glad I'm not one of those fans that has to go out into the cold to get to the shack every morning just to play a little radio.
I'm lucky like that too. I got it in the middle bedroom, and I know I hear talk to people sometimes. They have to go out their garage or something, but yeah, I'm lucky like that myself. Bought me Keurig that instead of it just making the single little cake cup, it'll make a pot for the cake cup. And I had to return one because it got damaged in shipment, but I got my new one in. Me and my mom are loving that thing. I take care of my mom. She's elderly. And she said, I'm going to miss when you go back to work because you've been fixing me coffee about every morning. And when you go back to work, nobody will do it for me. I said, well, learn how to use it.
I've got Keurig. We've used Keurig for years. One cup at a time seems to be the best option for me. We bought some more coffee day before yesterday. We're down at Publix in Boiling Springs. For it. But I don't drink normally but one cup a day, and very rarely, but if it's really cold out or something like that, I'll drink a pot or even a small pot. It's just overkill for me.
But I do too. About the only time I make a whole pot is if, like, which is rare, we have any guests in the house. Like, I had an uncle pass away about a year ago, and when he would come to visit from Texas, he drank coffee all day long, so. I had a 12 cup coffee maker brand new that I only used for sweet tea, make sweet tea in it. And then I had a 4 cup just for coffee. But I got used to that Keurig when I was out of town, and I kind of come up of that idea too. It's like, I'm only going to probably drink one or two in the morning because I used to weld for a living, and after about 2 cups, it made me jittery.
I kind of whined today in your signal. I don't remember hearing the last several days.
Sure, why that is. I know I was listening to, the Mount Mitchell repeater last night. Repeater was getting a bad signal or not, but I ain't sure. I haven't really changed nothing unless where I'm parked or something, but but you sound real good. This is all normal.
Yeah, I just checked out the SWR on my 710 here on the antenna out there, and I am good. So got no snow or ice problems there, it looks like. But, yeah, I noticed a few other people that could very easily be something that the repeater's doing, because you're the only person I've heard this morning.
You gave your call probably about an hour, probably around 4:30 or 5. I kept hearing the repeater, ker-tunk, ker-tunk, but never heard no voices. I think I called for you one time around 4:30, and I was like, well, maybe he ain't awake yet. And but anyway, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is some ice on it or something. I ain't sure.
Yeah, I took some NyQuil last night for this cold I'm trying to catch. And so I slept through the night without any trouble and woke up at like 5:35. So I decided to go ahead and get up, come in here to the shack and get on the radio and do all the normal things I do. Let's see. Anybody else out there want to get in the conversation? Throw your call out there, W4MKH.
Mobile headed up to Interstate this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Did that call again? I didn't quite get all of that.
Q4ZLE, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo.
Q4, I think it was LME, W4SBX.
Anthony, headed to work this morning, running up the interstate. The roads seem to be fairly clear. I live on Lake Hartwell. Some of the back roads are a little sketchy, but the interstate's pretty clear. I'm running it up towards Greenville.
Days ago, weren't you coming to work about 3 times a week?
you in the day.
The so-called net here, I guess. We're just having fun as usual. I'm trying to wake up and see what the world's got out there for us today. I guess yours has got work involved.
Work in the emergency department up here at Prisma and deal a lot with behavioral patients as well, so we're going to see how this day goes.
My girls work at hospitals down in Jacksonville, down there, Florida. One's in HR, and the other one is a physical therapist. So, and I met my wife in a hospital, so we try to stay out of them, but there's some fond memories back there.
I'm a retired paramedic myself, and I took a job in the ER to get myself off the ambulance after 25 years. But same here, my wife's a nurse. We met at the hospital. She used to work in the emergency department, then she went to the cancer center, and now she's transferring back to the emergency department. So, but yeah, I understand how that is.
Yeah, her at the hospital, that's how I met my wife. But I always liked the ER department. It just seemed to be constant change constant stream of different things happening in there. Other departments can get boring, but security in the emergency room was always interesting.
One area, ours is set up into pods, different areas. We got one area that's primarily for like behavioral and psychiatric patients. And I work there most of the time. And yeah, you're talking about wanting to get interesting, especially for us and security, because they often have to run in there and help us out.
I've been in a few fights myself back in the day. Brad, go ahead. Say something, bud.
Go ahead. I was just listening. I was going to ask him, the road. I think you said the roads were pretty clear.
Thank you, 4ZLE. Yeah, I'm on I-85 now, northbound, about the 35, and I got on right at the 11. And it, the interstate itself's been really clear. Now, some of the roads back around the lake are kind of pretty sketchy this morning, kind of crunchy and some slick spots. But other than that, yeah, they're pretty decent.
I think the high temperature around here is supposed to be around 39 degrees today, so I think most of this stuff's going to be gone by noon.
Yeah, should be pretty decent, so we'll see how it goes.
About the roads, because I'm going to tell my wife they've got like 16 foot of snow on them, and we're not going anywhere today. I'm staying in today. I got a new radio coming sometime between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock today, if you can believe FedEx. But I'm just going to be hanging around the shack, and I'll stay off the roads. Florida boy here don't know how to drive on snow very well.
But most people had that attitude with it. I wish I didn't have to get out on it myself, especially when I was working EMS and fireman. It's times like this made a mess, especially on this interstate.
That live up here don't know how to drive on it either, I'm pretty sure. At least they don't drive any different than they do when it's, you know, in the summer, because they come around curves on you at way too fast and come over into your lane. You know, nope. Slow down, take it easy. I'm retired. I got plenty of time, and I'm working to make more time for me.
Hey, Friday. I tell you what's funny is I talking about these Southerners, and I live here too, but it's been a long time. But I went out yesterday about 8:30 in the morning and got my cigarettes and beer and ice and gas for the car and stuff, and it was a ghost town, nobody out. But as soon as it started snowing around 11, 11:30, 12, you couldn't believe all the traffic on my road. I was like, these people just wanted to drive in it, and they shouldn't be.
There's a lot of people can't drive in the stinking sun in the summertime, let alone anything.
A lot of them are just like, never see it. They just wanted to joyride in it or something. But they don't realize how dangerous it is because they've never, you know, haven't did it that much.
That makes sense. We don't get a lot of snow around this area, from what I understand. And this is the first one in about 3 years, according to my neighbors from here. Yeah, you think you do because you live in the Carolinas. You know how to drive in snow and all that stuff. But really, you don't have much practical experience at it.
You know, I think the ice is the worst, really, but I tell you what's crazy about living in the South, South Carolina, I say. These people come up there, if it just blinks a little bit of snow, they close the schools, churches close, and you can go to any store and they wipe off the shelves of bread, milk, eggs, and all kinds of crazy stuff. All the propane will be gone, all the kerosene will be gone, candles will be gone, all that stuff.
Originally from the mountains, I got family West Virginia, Tennessee, and Western North Carolina. Moved down here when I was a kid, but I had the privilege of getting to go back up there during the wintertime a good bit, so was able to experience and learn some of the techniques of driving some of that mess, plus being in the mountains too, so it helps a good bit, you know, when it does hit down here.
My family's from West Virginia. I heard you mention West Virginia.
Hole in the wall called Slatterport, West Virginia.
I ain't sure where that's at. My family was up around the Clarksburg, Shenston area. There was another town up there, kind of, well, I don't want to say big, but I can't think of the name of it right off. But around Clarksburg, I don't know if you know where that's at or not.
I did, and I got family up in that little sliver that goes up between Ohio and Pennsylvania, too, Weirton area of West Virginia. I got family all up in there, Ohio, Pennsylvania. I know I don't sound like it, my last talk, but yeah, man, I got family all over that place.
Me, too. I was actually born in Columbus, Ohio. I'm a big Buckeye fan, and they won last night, but I was the only person in my family born in Ohio. Everybody else was born in Shenston, West Virginia, which is close to Clarksburg. But, yeah, I've been in the South now since, I think, 1978. So my accent don't sound so, I mean, northern, I guess.
I was a kid, which I had a lot of mine from were more Appalachia. So we had a good, pretty strong Appalachian draw. But that the area that I'm at, ski resort, if you've heard of it, my family had a big hand in getting that thing started years ago.
Well, my family members that went to there, so I know about where you're talking, but I have never snow skied in my life.
Me either. I've water skied a little bit. I'm a big boat person, big on the lake, but snow skied any, KQ4ZLE.
I'm going to be on the side a minute. I got to run in the house a second. Y'all carry on.